I want to talk about parallel strata. You know this, you've seen this, driving down to South Carolina back and forth through these years. There are places that have been cut where the roads are, been cut where the mountain was coming down. They just cut down like this. And sometimes you can see where they drilled holes and maybe put the dynamite in there or something. But you see pretty much a wall. And then as you look at that wall, you see they're just lines. The sedimentary stone, the stone that was sand and compressed down, they're in layers. And there's sometimes where they're tilted a bit and that type of thing. It looks like hills heaved up and so on. Parallel strata. Now, if you haven't thought about it, I mean, you see what seems to be the history of the all those layers going deeper and deeper and older, but how long did it take? Well, here's the question. Earth's sedimentary layers are typically parallel to adjacent layers. In other words, one layer and then another layer, and they're fairly level, horizontal. Such uniform layers are seen, for example, in the Grand Canyon and in road cuts in mountainous terrain. The point here is, had these parallel layers been deposited slowly over thousands of years, erosion would have cut many channels into the topmost layers. You see, the idea of evolution is that these, you can go down here and see, well, this is 100,000 years ago, and this is 200,000 years, that all those laid down just bit by bit by bit. But the thing is, the earth is not without erosion capability. So if one of those layers was there for 100,000 years or 1,000 years, wouldn't there have been some sort of water channels, something dug through? And why do we not see that? Why is it pretty much just one layer upon the other? Their later burial by other sediments would produce non-parallel patterns, where the one was worn out, the next layer would go like that. It's not something we see. Because parallel layers are the general rule and Earth's surface erodes rapidly, one can conclude that almost all sedimentary layers were deposited rapidly relative to the local erosion rate, not over long periods of time. Now, while we're talking about this and the idea that they were laid over thousands and thousands of years, let's look at this next picture. What you're seeing are the layers with a tree going down through the whole thing. Can you see the red mark on there? It was white, and I changed it to red to bring it out. But this was figure 11 in the book. And this is polystrate fossil. So fossils crossing two or more sedimentary layers, which are the strata, are called poly, meaning many, strate, meaning strata. A man was talking about this, and he said, very often in encyclopedias, pictures like this, sometimes a tree at an angle and some other ways, were shown to help define polystrate. Then this evolutionary scientist said, but there are no such things. So they took out the pictures, they stamped out the word, and so you can hardly find it defined anymore. But this was a tree that was buried right along with the strata. So consider how quickly this tree trunk in Germany must have been buried. Had burial been slow, if the tree was stuck in one layer, and the rest of it up over the next few thousand years, the tree would just rot and be done. You'd have a little tiny thing. So this red line, that's 1 meter. You see the relative size of it. The treetop would have decayed. Obviously, the tree could not have grown up through these stone layers and without any sunlight and air. So the only alternative is rapid burial. And then we see this, the same picture, but the next slide. Some polystrate trees are upside down, which could occur in a large flood. And we have this evidence right after Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980. Scientists saw trees being buried in a similar way in the lake bottom sediments of Spirit Lake, right there beside it. There are many things that happened at Mount St. Helens with people watching, people noticing, scientists actually looking at this, that imitate the same type of thing that's happened all around. And then we close with this thought. Polystrate tree trunks are found worldwide. Notice the 1 meter scale bar equal to 3.28 feet in the center of the picture. So this is no small tree. It was tossed around and buried in the mud. And that at the flood of Noah's day.